Blog Talk Radio.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to Phone Fantasy Radio with La Crush Hearts. OMG. tonight is Thursday, November 4th, 2010. It is approximately 9 o'clock p.m. on the Eastern Coast, and it is 8 p.m. on the Central, okay, not Central Coast, but in Central America. Okay, so I'm going to say this with y'all, okay, so I'll be surprised, but I got not one, but I got two special guests in the studio. Yeah, I know the studio is my house, right? Inside my room next to my computer. Yes, they're here looking at me dead in my face, all up in here. Trying to get this set up, though. OMG. And you know what? Y'all would never, ever guess who it is. Y'all would never, ever guess who's in the area with me. However, I'm going to let y'all know. First of all, we got noisy-ass Charisma. Say hi, Charisma.
Hi. Y'all know it's me.
And then, out of all people, folks, out of all people, y'all wouldn't guess who it is. So you know what I'm going to do? I'll play a song, and then we're going to come back, and I'm going to tell y'all who it is. All right? So stay close, stay tuned, and listen.
Let's hit the road, little mama. You can see what I see while you're riding with the TVD. Coast to coast with me while we smiling and wilding and high profiling. Popping these packs out of thousands on every alley. Look over the waters of the Caribbean. We more than friends, but your hair blowing the wind. We can have first day sex like birthday sex. I'm rubbing on your thighs and I'm kissing your neck. I can be your little secret, the one that you freak with. The one that gets you strong and off the tongue quick. Touching and teasing, kissing and pleasing, giving your body everything that it's needing. I love you like hip hop, and I never let the beat stop. I keep you wet like a teardrop. Little mama, you know that you're the best of the best. So I lay my head on your breast.
You're my star. My star. I wanna be where you are.
Baby, you're my star, I wanna be wherever you are. Whenever my skies are blue, I'm glad I found you. She's a freak in the sheets, body is so sweet. Manicure toes while she handles business in the street. She's one of the elite, top six on the beach. A classy woman, give you sexual relief. Little mama got that magic, work the pole like an asterisk. Off the R&B classic, baby, I said that you got it done. You the lucky one, you already won. You got me under the sun. Yeah, it's true, girl, I said I love your smile. The way I'm meeting you, so stay for a while. When I'm out in the street getting this money, you keeping the house cool and all safe from me. We done made a foundation off of this paper chasing. No matter what, forget all of them women that be hating.
You're my star. I wanna be where you are. If you fall from the sky, I'll catch you in my arms, cause you're the reason I shine.
girl, you're my Bonnie and girl, I'll be your Clyde. So together we ride, I'm right by your side. We can stand as one or divide and conquer. The lady of my life, the only woman that I honor. We can lie together and we can cry together. I hold you in my arms right here forever. I got passion for you and this is not lust, it's me and you against the world, girl, so it's
you're
just
my
us.
It's been so long since I heard a good song. Rest in peace to those that made it
through.
It's been so long since I heard a good song. Wish we could bring it back to then. It's been so long. I miss the game like crazy. It's been too long. I miss my people like crazy. Did you ever know that you were my hero? Did the Rockefellers like De Niro? Pesos, I shout rest in peace to deceased. Cause I hope you're behind the walls when them holy gates blow. Oh, yo, these days so cold. Cause I stay bold. I say what I say cause I roll how I roll. We used to strive for gold. Now platinum status is the only goal we wanna hold. Lyrical control. Now it's how much whips you roll. Chicks you roll, how much chips you own. You control your own life like you stay on the microphone. I'm slow in my zone. I feel all alone. At the chill on my throne. Thinking of the love gone. A lot of love shown. A lot of blood blown. I blow a dub for my thug gone. I seen a light I can't get on. That's why I stay strong. Since I heard a good song. Press the pieces on the biggest story. Been so long since I heard a good song. Wish we could bring it back to then. It's been so long. I miss the game like crazy. It's been too long. I miss my people like crazy. It's been so long since I heard a good song. Rest in peace to those that made it through. It's been so long since I heard a good song. Wish we could bring it back to then. It's been so long. I miss the game like crazy. It's been too long. I miss my people like crazy. Don't wanna get you mad or sad, it's really getting bad. 10 years still at war with Iran, Afghanistan. It's time for a stand. We really can depend on one man just to save the whole land. God's plan, like, not every man a woman. Instead we try to take the life, man a woman. Inhuman, we need to stop the violent movement. Cause y'all don't even see what you do when I'm down with them thugs, got them drugs moving. Some become a victim of a shooting. They say it's polluting, some say it's crackheads looting. It's all in all, we still losing. It's confusing, chicks beat to contusion. Pedophiles child abusing, that's the one about bruising. Fathers, let's get together, straight losing. Put them on my piece, say my piece, this is rest in peace to the it's been so long since I heard a good song. Rest in peace to those that made it through. It's been so long since I heard a good song. Wish we could bring it back to then. It's been so long. I miss the game like crazy. It's been too long. I miss my people like crazy. It's been so long since I heard a good song. Rest in peace to those that made it through. It's been so long since I heard a good song. Wish we could bring it back to then. It's been so long. I miss the game like crazy. It's been too long. I miss my people like crazy.
We done lost the best in the game. That's why the game changed. So I'ma name names. Like Kirk or Bang or Rick James.
Who's to blame?
The fame or the king? They alright with me.
Thank God being with me, please forgive me. This is for the love of the game strictly. Got love for those that's above. Pray for those that's sickly. Even those that's sick of me. Can't get the gist of me, I'm bringing history.
Shout to Mike Jack
and Bernie Mac. Wish we could bring you back. James Brown, Isaac Hayes, Practice Waves. Man, that's back in the day. Remember MC Trouble had a seizure. Now a plane crash with Aaliyah. Shouts to Lisa Lopez. Speaking of Lopez, rest in peace, Selena. Barry White, the Red Fox, I see ya. It don't stop, we done lost a lot. Shouts to Pac and Big Pop. Show me the real hip-hop. Old style hip-hop since Scott LaRock got shot.
It's been so long since I heard a good song. Rest in peace.
Oh, wow. That caught cut off kind of early. Okay, well, welcome back. You're listening to OW with I'm Your Star, or You're My Star, rather. And that right there was Old Styles, Mr. Game, but kind of cut off early. I wish somebody would turn that down, put headphones in. All right. Okay, so here's the deal, right? As before, when I started the show, I told y'all there's two, not one, but there's two special guests in the studio, rather my bedroom, with me right now. Now, y'all already know the first one is Charisma. I told y'all I would never, ever in a million years guess who's the second one. And I see 225 is in the air. Hey, 225. Oh, wait, hold on. Hey, Lady C.
Hey.
How are you?
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. Lady C, now, now listen. You wouldn't guess. Now, you of all people would not guess who's sitting right next to me right now.
In Stranger Name?
Oh, damn. I gave you on the first try, right? Yeah, it's Saint Germain. Hi, it's Saint Germain.
What's up?
Hey.
Is it hers? If Saint Germain decided to come by, we worked things out. We spent all day together from, like, what, 2 o'clock? Yeah. 2 o'clock in the afternoon to now. All day on a rainy Thursday, November 4th. First of all, we met up in a cold rain, okay? We couldn't find him at first, but we found him, Charisma and myself. He treated us to IHOP. We went to IHOP.
Hey.
Yay! And as we're sitting there ordering our breakfast, he hands me an envelope that says "To the Crush Hearts from In Saint Germain," and he gave me a little card for my birthday, and I just thought it was so cute. And he said that he was crying when he got it and he read it and all types of stuff. He was just feeling mad emotional. Y'all know how that goes. So anyway, he says on the front, it says, "It's funny. It's your birthday, and yet I feel like I'm the one to get the big, wonderful present, you. I'm amazed every day by all the joy you added to my life, like the joy of being able to laugh, relax, and totally be myself with you, or the comfort of knowing how much we have in common. But more than anything, you've given me the incredible reassurance that I'm loved for who I am, and that's no small gift." And on the inside it says, "It's your birthday, but you're the one who's given me more than I could have hoped for. And I want you to know just how grateful I am for the day you were born, for the person you are, for the wondrous ways you've changed my life. I will love you always and forever, LaCrush Hearts, if I can have you or not. But happy birthday, signed in Saint Germain."
Oh, that is so sweet.
Isn't that so sweet?
And then
520 slide down. So Jermaine get bigs up because he was the first one to read my Facebook page and had seen my request for donations to Phone Favorite. So he seen my request for donations, and he was the first one to give me the donation for my birthday, even though he's 5 days early. However, everything is greatly appreciated. So after that, let's say window shopping, you know, walked around downtown, then we hopped to the cab, came back to my house, and he got a bottle of gin. Is that gin, right? He got a bottle of gin and some 420, and we've just been sitting up here chatting and listening to music and interneting, and, you know, we've just been having a real jolly old time.
That's great.
You would not have thought of that now, would you, Lady C?
No, I wouldn't have thought of that, but It's a good thing. I know you all was talking about just trying to work it out, so it's a good thing.
Hey, Big Ashby. Shout out to Big Ashby who stopped us. So, all right. Let me please remind everybody that November is the Super Fluffy Takeover. This is our appreciation to the big, beautiful woman, big, handsome men, and basically those that love us. So that's what we're doing all this month. So tonight's topic is, what does your self-image, self-esteem, and self-awareness means to you? Okay, you can give us a call at 347-989-0767. That's 347-989-0767. And as always, we're going to be giving y'all the latest in underground music. You know, we're going to play the latest in underground music because these are young men and women who are taking the initiative and taking the drive to just basically try to change what it is that entertain us. Okay, so we'll be playing some good old indie music. We also got our theme song, the Vagina Song, coming up. So starting us off, because you are the only one there, honey. What does your self-image, self-esteem, and self-awareness mean to you, Lady C? You don't have to answer that right now. What we're going to do is we're going to get into a song, and then we're going to come back, and you, myself, and Charisma, and Insane Jermaine, we're gonna get it popping. So right now, I'm going to play Petey Green, Bruce Sky Entertainment, No Strings Attached. All right, so y'all enjoy that. We'll be right back.
Sit back and chill with your boy.
Okay.
I ain't kicking none of that. You know what I mean? Ain't no strange stuff.
Listen.
Get crow feet.
I ain't the type of dude to come through all rude and jazzy. I like a thick chick that sounding straight classy. Never do she gotta worry about in the biz. And I love him when she take care of the house and the crib. Got kids, I give them respect. I ain't the type of dude to try to swing my dick and have a batter on deck. I mean, as long as your kids around, I can lay back. You can call me late night. I'm comfortable in a sack, so real. And you know I got you feeling straight, Jones. And when I'm in the seats, fool, you know you be moaning. You told me you ain't never had a man like your boy. And understand everything I do, I'm bringing you joy. I hold you down when everybody trip off. Anytime that nigga slick with his mouth, you know the clip's off. Nah, I'm just playing, but if you needin' a Jones to feel, you can call your boy because you know he's skilled. Be real.
I'm a single one-night stand, and I shot me too from your man. I got an idea, you say what's that? Girl, let's play a game, no strings attached. We can be the one-night stand, and I shot me too from your man. I got an idea, you say what's that? Girl, let's play a game, no strings attached.
Me and you butt naked in here, that's why I expect from you before I ask for sex. You ran through my profile, you know about me. I'm ripping through these hoes like a Hogan tee. Me flipping your friends, it's a part of my plan. You know my favorite subject is the one night stand. I don't have to take you out, no receive complaints. Have you in and out of my phone, getting tired of shank. Let me borrow your bitch, give a reason to live. You're not doing much for her, but playing with her here. Niggas like me, it's rare, they know that. So real, wherever I go, I show that. I don't save them, I just give them a night. That we all can agree is the best in they life. Soon as I get done, point on loving your bitch. You can have the whole back, I ain't loving the trick.
We did a one night stand, and I shot with you from your man. You I got an idea, you say what's that?
You
girl, let's play a game, no strings attached. We did a one night stand, and I shot with you from your man.
Whoa.
I got an idea, you say what's that?
Hey.
Girl, let's play a game, no strings attached. No strings attached.
Thank you.
Dirty Birdie, and Nooney Junior.
Is that pussy good? I wait for it. I ain't so slim, but look, I paid for it. You must have that five snatching boy be waiting for it. Outside in the project, cutting up over there hating for it. Should I be scared? Yeah. You ain't gonna have me hooked. Every time you leave your house, you gon' have me looking. That's that good dude. I see how your ex be. When that nigga see me, he might just wanna test me. You look good. You smell good. I heard the other day that you got that good dude. You fine too. Yeah. Thought of your type too. Yeah. And even all the hoes, I said they wanna dyke too. In a big booty, make me wanna set it off like I'm Lil Boosie. Come ride with me, baby, you could be my juvie. Like Spielberg, put you in a scary movie. Got me jigging, baby girl, like I'm finna lose it. If you give me that pussy, you know I'm gonna abuse it. Put you in the lineup, you know I'm gon' choose it. Put my stinking leg in it, girl, when I do it. Bitch, bet I got a rubber, I don't wanna use it. I know that pussy good, shout it by the way you move it. Got me hypnotized, talking so like they screwed it. Got my mouth locked up, shout I ain't chew shit. Everybody in the club wanna hit that booty. Got me blowing in the microphone like I'm booty. Tell me how much you gon' charge a nigga for that coochie. Cause me and my nigga Noonan running through all the groupies. You look good, you smell good. I heard the other day that you got that good too. You fine too, yeah. Thought of your type too, yeah. And even all the hoes I said they wanna dyke too.
Self-awareness means to you. Lady C?
Yes.
You've heard our topic for tonight. What do you think? What are your ideals as far as your self-image, as far as your self-esteem, as far as your self-awareness?
Well, your self-esteem is what makes you who you are and how you represent yourself to other people. And you got to learn to love you. Mm-hmm. Because everybody's not going to love you, so what the hell? You can't let that put you down. And you got to know and look in the mirror and say, I'm beautiful. No matter who sees it, I see it. And I have to understand that. We all have to understand it. No matter if you're big, small, short, or tall, you have to love yourself and be happy with who you are and dress your best for you, what fits you. You know, don't be upset because somebody can wear something you can't. Whatever you can wear to make you look good, put it on. And make yourself look good and be proud of yourself. you know? Being a big girl, always growing up, I was always the big girl, you know? But I learned to love me, and I wait on somebody else to love me. Because if you wait, you'll be waiting forever nowadays.
Right.
You know?
I also want to give a shout-out to somebody, our guest, Supreme Diva, touched on this when she was on our show.
Yeah.
When she was on our show last Tuesday. And what she said was she has 5 children, and all of them are plus size, let's say. All of them are big. She called her son Big Daddy Short, her daughter Big Mama, and all of them basically got swag. You know, that's their self-image. They all got a style. You know, they all represent themselves. They all are accepting of the size that they are. They're accepting of who they have become and who they're growing up to become. And I think that had to first start by their mom. You know, by the people that was around them, by the environment that they were in. And I do believe our self-image, our self-esteem, and our self-awareness do start in the home. And it does start, and it is shaped upon what our environment is. If you're in a negative environment about being plus size, if you're in a negative environment about being dark skinned, if you're in a negative environment about having nappy hair, you're going to feel like that's unacceptable. You're going to feel like you're ugly. You know, you're going to have low self-esteem. You're going to have low self-awareness about yourself because you don't want to pay attention to yourself because you're not right. You're wrong. Everything about you is wrong. So it starts in our home. So for those parents that are listening, single or together, if you tune into the show, okay, so maybe my suggestion to y'all is y'all need to learn love yourself. Because somebody that's negative like that, that feels some type of way about big people, that feels some type of way about small people, that feels some type of way about light-skinned people, sound like people that are unsatisfied or unhappy with themselves.
Right.
And if you can't learn to love yourself, how are you going to teach your children to love themselves? How are you going to spread that to the next generation, to your generation, to your future? You know? But that's just my opinion. And on that note, we're going to bring in the 973 Insane.
Hello, how you doing? Hello, hello?
Hello.
Yeah, we're here.
Okay, I'll let you speak about your questions. Low self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well. I've been young and I know how it is. Be picked on, called names, cause see, I have a mental problem and I'm not ashamed about it, cause I'm not the only one in this world that's bipolar. It's a lot of doctors, big time lawyers. Like the number one person that's an artist is DMX. He's bipolar. Today, everybody want to know why a person is a man that got a lot of money and do what he do. He's bipolar. But DMX is mixing his stuff with drugs and stuff like that. But I just found out 2 weeks ago, Nicki Minaj, they announced on Hot 97, she's bipolar. And you can tell, not believe that, because if you hear her, how she talking, her raps and stuff like that, it sounds, you can hear the mentalness and stuff like that, and the stressing and everything like that. And I suffered with this all my life. Thank God I'm still here. The stuff I've been through, like I say, I was 9 years old. I'm from Hackensack, New Jersey, and I was moved to Atmore, Alabama. And it was on the back page of Prejudice and stuff like that. I went through a lot. But I started to call when I was like 4 years old. My mother's friend called, and I had a scar on my brain. And I suffered with epilepsy until I was 13. But epilepsy left me with bipolar, and it left me with nerves. And I don't mean no harm. I know I do what I do, but my heart really, like, I'm a Christian. I really don't mean no harm. So I really, like I said, I apologize to you, LaCrush, Charisma, and Miss Supreme Diva. And y'all take time out with me. Even though, and I also apologize to all the BBWs out there, Superstar, AAA, because everybody loved me. I had BBWs there. The last one, even Juicy from a Click View, she, last time we got to it, she was like, we love your crazy ass. I don't care what nobody say. And people love me because I have a heart. I give you my last. I don't care. Even if it's a nigga. If I'm in the car and I got a nigga in the car and this nigga is like, yo, I ain't had nothing a long damn time and all I got is like 300 or 600, $300 for him and $300 for me, yo, I'll put that on him because he's in my car, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going down by myself, you know what I'm saying? So that's how I am. I spent my last. I was at Great Adventures with my friends last Sunday. And this nigga here, whatever, like that, he was the girl, other girl that was her friend, he was on some bullshit, you know what I'm saying? Because she wanted to ride, her sister is like 4 feet. The first ride we got was a roller coaster ride. They accepted her. The girl wants to ride on the ride with her sister first. And he got mad because he wanted to ride with the girl. And he actually just showed the hell out, yo. And I was like, this is unacceptable. I had $6 left. We hungry. He bought something to eat. And when he bought something to eat, he ate all his damn self. So I had to spend my last $6 to get a goddamn plate. The last $6 I had, a plate of damn french fries for us to eat because we're hungry, you know what I'm saying? We're hungry. That's how I am. I got a heart. But, nigga, that I was always teased. I was always teased. You're crazy. You're mental. Like you said, you got to love yourself. You got to have your own inner strength. You got to love yourself. Like if you, I don't care what they say. You're fat, you're big, or whatever. You got to love yourself. Because that shape stuff, teasing ain't nothing compared to you just having a mental problem. That's why I couldn't accept. I couldn't have accepted that I had a mental problem. I didn't want to accept that I have a mental problem, but I have no choice. So after my birthday, the 18th of November, I won't be drinking no more. I'm staying on my medicine the rest of my life. I ain't drinking no more because everybody tell me the same thing. They tell me I'm a whole different person when I'm on medicine. I think that's why I lost my job and everything because I haven't been on my medicine. I tried to work it out and change myself, but I got to have even my friend. I got another friend. Hers is the 16th of her birthday, and she's bipolar too. And she said, you see, I take my medicine. She said, I need my medicine because if I don't, man, I'm going to do like you do. I'm going to be out here flipping. But I just try to make a change. I can't. But you gotta love yourself, and if you don't love yourself, nobody else is gonna love you. But I'm here for a reason. I don't know what my reason.
That's hitting you on the nose, and you are already on your first step. And the first step is admitting you have a problem. So, on that note, we can commend you. And no matter what program you go, or what therapist you go to, what type of program, social, whatever, the first step into solving any situation is identifying what it is that you need to change, what it is that is affecting you as far as your friends, as far as your social life and things like that. And that is a big part of our development as a person. So, you know, the fact that you know what's affecting you, you know you can identify that. You are starting to hear what other people are saying to you. So if you can follow through with your plans, you know, we say start as early as possible, but the fact that you have a date set, you have a goal to you have a goal to begin, you know what I mean, it's big ups, you know. So that's the Saint Germain from Hackensack. And he is just giving us the 411 on what it is that he goes through mentally and you know, about his childhood. He's been teased. And I tell y'all, I was teased. I was all types of, I was big, black, and ugly when I was growing up. Then, unfortunately, the most people, and I say this to y'all, and I'll be honest with y'all, it still bothers me. I still have nightmares on it. But it was supposed to be the people that were my so-called family. Or I was supposed to accept them as my family. And they sat up there, and they was mean. They was like, oh, they thought that was supposed to help somebody. That don't help anybody.
No, it don't.
It doesn't help anybody. You know, when you sit up there and you're mean to somebody, you're talking down to somebody, you're talking about somebody, you're making fun of somebody. I don't know who told y'all that a wrong will make a right, but y'all, somebody lied to y'all. That is not the case. That is not how you solve that. You know,
right.
You need to look at within yourself, you know, positive encouragement. Don't sit up there and talk down to a person because the person is not going to, you know, that's the excuse for doing it, but, it, you know, basically there's no excuse for doing it. That's my name.
Yeah.
All right. Y'all listen to Soul Fantasy Radio with the Crush Heart in Saint Germain and Lady C representing Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and Hackensack, New Jersey. for those who are just tuning in, we are talking about your self-esteem, your self-image, and your self-awareness. What does that mean to you? You can give us a call at 347-989-0767. That's 347-989-0767. Press that 1, and we'll know you're ready to talk.
I'm going to go ahead and play some other jams that we have lined up for you. We're going to go back and play some Monster Mouth. But right now, I'm going to play some Nouveau Star, Fanta G, and Miss PG, Blue Sky Entertainment. Y'all can check out Miss PG tonight at midnight on the sidebar right here on Black. Excuse me, on Blog Talk Radio. Just Google her and move Miss PG. So I'll play I'm That Bitch. And then we're going to come back and we're going to chop it up some more.
Nova PG. Money too long, so they see me stuntin'. Marching there behind me, so yeah, they hear me coming. I'm hung because I'm that bitch. All about the block, so I let my money talk. Bad bitch walking, so yeah, that's how I walk. I'm hung because I'm that bitch. Let me just make this statement. I'm the greatest in bitch. You're just the basic. My verses are sweet and see yours is just tasteless. And you know I always stay strapped like my laces. Bitch about my guap and I love money talk. Baddest in the game, so you know that's how I walk. Niggas thirsty and I hate it when they hawk. If you having it, then nigga let your money talk. See, I go hard like a nigga on Viagra. I told him you'll never ever find a bitch better than New York Star. And I bust out with laughter after. I told him to go ahead and Google me bastard. Pulled the nine out and I call a nigga Casper. He was left ghosting at the end of that chapter. I'm ripping shrap shit. Yeah, I got a true master. Yeah, true master. I said true master. Money too long, so they see me stuntin'. Marching there behind me, so yeah, they hear me coming. I'm hung because I'm that bitch. All about the block, so I let my money talk. Bad bitch walking, so yeah, that's how I walk. I'm hung because I'm that bitch.
Yeah, I'm that bitch, PG, always dropping. Never flopping, and I keep my pockets popping. You can stop your head from rocking. When we hit the scene, everybody be talking. Niggas tryna come up, my name, that shit the same. I'm on my way to fame, so get out of my lane. Everything we do, you already know that shit bang. These niggas still wishing bad could wane. Little money gets no love, nigga, are you insane? You already know it's a fee if you wanna get with me. Except Petey Green, you know he gets that shit for free. Cause I'm more than a wife, you just call me 90. But for the right price, you can get a slice of the cleanest car you ever had in your life. You'll be wishing that I was your fucking wife. Even if it was for only one night.
Money too long, so they see me stuntin'. Marching there behind me, so yeah, they hear me coming. I'm hung because I'm that bitch. All about the block, so I let my money talk. Bad bitch walking, so yeah, that's how I walk. I'm hung because I'm that bitch.
Yeah, Fanny G, and you know I'm that bitch. I come up on these tracks and I spit that hot shit. Money stay long, so you know I'm getting it in. These niggas get mad cause they wanna be my man. I tell them like this, bitch, I'm getting bent. But you weak ass niggas can still be my fans. These hoes don't want it cause they know I got them hands. So bitch, when you see me, you better not stand. You know I'm jacking down on you and all your friends. Oh, bitches out here broke and they get no cash. They wanna be down with the Blue Sky fam. You tell them silly hoes, they better move around. Cause me, TJ Nouveau, we got it locked down.
Money too long, so they see me stuntin'. Marching there behind me, so yeah, they hear me coming. I'm hung because I'm that bitch. All about the block, so I let my money talk. Bad bitch walking, so yeah, that's how I walk. I'm hung because I'm that bitch.
Phone Fantasy Radio, playing the best music from yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
I can relate to this topic. I can write a book on this topic because
My dad, like I say, really, like I said, I can't help who I am, but I'm fucked up like this because I'm not just a black man. I have my grandmother's Panama. She's from Panama City, and like I have Jamaican mixed in my blood too. I got Jamaican mixed in my blood, and it's crazy, and it's not even that. Now I'm saying, I admit it. My dad, you know, they say don't mess with your cousins. Well, my dad's father, that's really blood because the mother didn't know, but his mother got pregnant from her first cousin. Now, I'm going to keep it real. My dad, his mother and father, their first cousin, that's why they gave him up. The mother gave him up to her cousin, like her second cousin. And he was in the family, but he was raised by mother's second cousin. But that's how it is. And my mama really, she stuck it out till like 31 years. That's what it took. It took her 31 years. I actually seen it. My mama, like, put it. They was one of them couples, like, they fight first before they fuck. And man, when they get ready, when a fight break out, man, my brother we pulled up two chairs and we watched that shit because we knew it. They gonna fight, and after that, they gonna go to bed and fuck. That's how they was, and they did that for 31 years. But I don't want to be like my dad, cause see, my dad, everybody said I'm worse or what? Cause my dad, I just listened to it. Like y'all ain't gonna be nothing. My mama was bitch, hoe, this and that. You ain't gonna be nothing. I don't know why. If it wasn't my dad way. If my mom ain't do it my dad way, my dad was like just straight up downgrading, like up and down. Just like straight up totally downgrading to her. Me and my brother, we ain't gonna be shit. We sorry. That's why y'all like y'all mammy and all kind of shit. But he'll go out, he'll do his thing and stuff like that. But mama don't do nothing. But see, my mom was a strong woman. And my dad had a curfew, 2 o'clock. He was coming home. She'll send me out there. When I come back and say I don't find him, she brought to herself. I actually had girls like, yo, Miss Fry came in the club and she seen your dad on the dance floor. She got that motherfucker by his collar and dragged him out of there and the night over with. But long story short, I got put out of school too because I want to take my medicine. I got put out of school my senior year, my second term, and I was banded. I was banded from the state of Alabama by the governor guy Hunt in my eighth grade year when I was like, 15 or 14 years old. I'm known in the state of Montgomery. Better yet, they took me. I wasn't really banded, but they took me. Now, they took me when I was little. They took me when I was 13. When I was 13 years old, they took me from my folks. Not like my mama adopted me. No, they took me. They got the shit. The sheriff just said, fuck it. After they heard the rumor, they said, because that's a common law down there. They make up laws as it go. They do what the fuck they want to down that way. And they came to the house, they knocked on the door, and they came on up in there, and they got me. They took me and everything like that. They helped me in the home for a minute. They called my mom and dad. It was shit my dad could do. He got lawyers. He got everything. And they actually put me in a home, and they kept me there. They kept me in that home until my last seizure. Like I said, I was 13 years old. That's when they finally let me go. But I went to South Carolina. Like I said, I got shot in the head when I was 25. After that, I went to South Carolina, but I was still doing the same shit because I still had money saved up, my dope money. I was still partying.
Wow. Jermaine, baby, you're giving us the rundown.
Yeah, but I'm keeping it real because I'm going to write a book. That's what I'm getting ready to write a book now. That's what I'm trying. I'm doing everything. I'm going to let it all hang out. I'm going to keep it 120. But when I went to South Carolina, I was still doing it. My first woman was, I was 20. I was 27, she was 39 with 5 kids. And you know what? Every woman I had in my life, I did them dirty. Everybody. I ran a lot of females away from me. I did them dirty, you know what I'm saying? And they used to try to be my friend. I want to marry you and this and that. And I'm like, no, 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 no. It's like, and I used to be in love, but I was too hard to accept to myself, like, somebody really liked me, somebody really loved me, you know what I'm saying? I was scared to just give myself to somebody, so I push him away. But when I push him away, I feel it wrong. My heart is telling me, like, I'm really, really loving somebody. I can name my friend Trina in Hackensack. She's from New Orleans, too. I can name my friend Alicia from Detroit. A lot of people love me. A lot of people love me. And everything like I said, I have a mental problem. I know it, and I'm getting old. I'll be 36 on the 18th. That'd be my birthday, the 18th. And I have a mental problem. I know it's something wrong with me. I know it's something wrong with me. I have a mental problem and stuff like that, but I'm learning how to work with it. And I'm going to start doing that. I got to see my doctor tomorrow at 10 o'clock in the morning. And I'm going to let it all out. And if LaCrush forgot about it, LaCrush can call my doctor, LaCrush. If she forgot about it, well, she can call my doctor when she went to. Because the first time LaCrush actually got mad at me, I actually went to my doctor and told him what I did. And I had to, you got to sign papers to speak to somebody. So I had to sign papers to speak to somebody. She don't know she got the upper hand on the phone. She could have had me in the mental hospital. All that stuff I said she'd been doing, everybody, she could have had me put in the mental hospital. She could have did anything she wanted to. She'd have called my doctor. Because she's the only one that can talk to my doctor. My mama can't, because I signed my rights over for her to talk to her. But I guess she didn't think about that. But if anybody...
I know now, Nicole.
But I give it to the whole world. Look, if you got a problem, well, if you're up here in the New York City agent and region, if y'all got a problem with me, call 246. Play this. Call 242. Yeah, 242 help. No, 262 help. That's all. Call area code 211-262 help. That's all you gotta do. That's all you gotta do. It's Burger Regional. You know what I'm saying? They'll come get me anywhere. Cause I'm gonna let you know now. I'm 100% crazy. I am. I'm 100% crazy.
What's the area code again?
211-262 help. HELP 211-262 help. That's all you gotta do. And if I'm in New York City, you can call Bellevue. They know me too. I've been to all kinds of psychiatric hospitals all over LA, Bellevue, Atlanta, everywhere, South Carolina. I'm 100% crazy. And if you call them, you ain't doing it but saving my life, that's all. Because I do. I get suicidal sometimes, anything. And I actually try to kill myself when I got to prison. When I got to prison in 2003, when I got to prison, I actually did it. Because I was hurting because I lost the best three women. I didn't lose them, but I did them dirty. That was my girl, my mama, and my grandmother. And I took myself in. I was in New York. I took myself in for my girl, my fiance, Kathy. She was there with me. She was there the whole time. She came, but out of 2 months in the county, she can't see me once with a friend. But I was when I was in prison, I lied to her, though. I said, Kathy, I want to surprise her, though. I want to see her every move. When I was getting ready to get out 2 months, I said, Kathy, I got into some shit. I said, I got, like, another 2 years, so you might not see me. But the next month came around when I was getting ready to get out. She wrote me a letter. She said, Jermaine, I lost all my kids because her daughters, they always calling dices on her. So she said, they could, and then the roof, like, caved into her house, so they condemned her house and everything like that. So she didn't say
Damn.
She went back to her ex. Yes.
That's a lot of stuff you're going through, and you know what? We're going to come right back to you. Lady C, you here? You still with us, Lady C?
Yeah, I'm still here.
So what are your thoughts so far of what's going on, Jermaine?
He's went through a lot, but he's steady going. He just don't give up. He's got self-esteem. He's got to that issue where he knows he needs help, and like you say, that's the first step. You got to love yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally agree. I totally agree. Listen, we always hit at the top of the hour. On this time, I would like to play our favorite song. It's our theme song. And then we're going to come back and we're going to chop it up some more with Insane Jermaine, Miss Lady C, and we're going to talk about the topic. And we might even touch on some other things because I have something in mind. All right? Here goes the vagina song. Yay!
Some of them are hairy, some of them are bald, some are kinda scary, and this is what they're called, vagina. Belong to virgins, they're real. really tight and strong. But big or small, I love them all. That's why I sing my song. The Jehoina, the Jehoina, they call that thing vagina. Clams and fish and such. Some smell like a summer's eve, 'cause they've been douched too much. Vagina,
vagina,
they call that thing vagina.
Taking over your city, I've been trapping like a dog, hustling like a bee, bee, bee.
money right here by the bricks down south. That's some OG talking, real street hawk. Hawk, run up on my trap, bet the bill starts sparking. Yeah, I'ma show you how to work, work. No tight clothes, I ain't never been in shirt.
Vagina song. Well, that right there was Gingerbread Man with his hit single Work. And before that, we played our theme song, Vagina, because we love that song. We love that song on this show, man.
Yeah.
Vagina.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Ooh, Lord. Y'all know I couldn't be serious for a moment. Y'all know I could not be serious for a moment. Lady C, you still with us?
I'm still here.
All right. And we got Anshay and Jermaine in my background. I'm going to keep you muted because I don't want you echoing right now. What I was going to say? Oh, shout out to Dashing in the chat room. Shout out to Dre in the chat room. We got the 609. We got the 347s and the 718s and the 973s and the 225s. OMG. Shout out to a black reporter who no longer wants me as a friend on his Facebook page. Where did I do that at? I don't know. Still love you, Black Reporter. Mwah. OMG. All right. Moving right along, because we do as we do. We got 57 minutes remaining on the Clizoc. Phone Fantasy Radio. It's the super fluffy takeover all month long. Remember, we still got my Happy Birthday to Me celebration going down Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern, right here on Blog Talk Radio, right with me, Full Fantasy Radio. I invite y'all to come in, tune in, as we celebrate my 30th, that don't even sound right, my 30th birthday. Yes, I'm getting up there. I'm trying to catch up to you, Lady C. I'm trying to catch up. I'm a new plateau, a new era in my life. It's the 30s. I don't know how I'm going to process that. I don't know what might happen on that day. I do want to warn y'all ahead of time. I'm going to be high and possibly drunk. So on that note, if I'm slurring my words and you can't understand me or I sound wicked as usual, please give me the benefit of the doubt because I'm going through something. Okay? That's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen on Tuesday on Full Fantasy Radio Live. And then next Thursday, we got another awesome topic lined up for y'all. And then the one, the only Guinness Book record holder for the largest. See, y'all not understanding me. Guinness Book World Records. Y'all know that big old book that come out once a year? That means they searched around the world, people. The world, the earth. They searched around the world and the earth, and they came across this young lady, and they have determined that she has the largest breast, not in America, not in New York, not in Virginia, not in Maryland, not in England, nowhere. I mean the world. That's included everybody. Billions and billions of people, okay? 120 triple X. That's her bra size, people. 120. Do y'all understand that? That's triple digits. 120 triple X. You know, XYZ, you get it, YZ, 120, triple X, XXX is
I mean, you know, Miss Norma Stitz will be in the building. I got so many questions. Woo! But listen, y'all can send in y'all questions for Miss Norma Stitz as early as right now to phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. Hit me up on Facebook. Hit me up on Gmail. Call the Phone Fantasy Radio hotline, 347-855-7372. That's 347-855-7372. And basically, you can leave your questions as a voicemail. You can leave your questions right there if you can't get to a computer and all you have is your phone right now. That's what you can do. Dial that number in. Leave your questions. Leave your comments. Leave your statements. And I'll basically ask Miss Norma Stitz, what the dealio? And then we're going to, you know, like I said, you could join into conversation. Same number as always, 347-989-0767. Same place, blogtalkradio.com/thecrushheart. Visit phonefantasyradio.com for any more information on Ms. Norma Stitz. We're going to have pictures up. We're going to have sample videos up. It's going to be awesome. Ms. Norma Stitz is coming in the building. Like I said, it is a super fluffy takeover right here on Phone Fantasy Radio. I want to give a big up, shout out, big up, shout out to Miss Supreme Diva who came by Tuesday to help kick us off. Excuse me. We had a good time. I don't know. What you think, Jermaine?
I enjoyed it because I told her, yo, like I said, January 16th is going to be a big announcement about Anything Jermaine at the Cornbread Party. Big up to my boy, DJ Pike, Rambo Entertainment, and big up to you, Drama Editor, you know what I'm saying? Because, nigga, you a Scorpio like me. I know you a freak like me, dog, you know what I'm saying? Big up, Drama Editor. Ain't used to hating, dog, because Pike ain't hating, you know what I'm saying? Come on now. We been people, y'all, all right, in my video.
All right. Listen, folks, y'all not understanding me. Ms. Norma Stitz is going to be in the building. It's going to be insane without the Jermaine. I'm just playing. It's just going to be insane. We're going to have a good time. We want to really talk to this lady because y'all don't understand. This lady has been the Guinness Book World Record holder since 1999. And she also got it again in 2009. So she's God got heavy-handed with her.
He got a little heavy-handed
right there. Love you, God, but you got a little heavy-handed right there. I just want to know how, why, where, all of the above. Lady C, what you think, 120 triple X? What the? Can you even fathom that? I can't even fathom
that
size.
No, I can't even fathom.
I wear an S cup, which is like equivalent to a triple D, probably a little more, you know. But I can't fathom.
Neither.
I bet she can rape a man. She can rape a man. I know she can rape a man because she can pin him down with them titties.
We're not gonna ask her that. We're gonna be nice folks. Do not ask her that. Don't listen to his
name. He ain't getting up, yo. She can do whatever she wants to do on top, yo. He ain't getting up.
Don't listen to his name, Jermaine. Look at you. Right. I'm just saying, folks, just stop for a moment. Okay, I'm going to put pictures up. If y'all go to the website, y'all going to see some more pictures up as the week go by. Hopefully tomorrow I'll get my computer back, and then we're going to webcam. We're going to have a lot of fun for my birthday. But the Norma Stitz situation, like I said, I want questions out of questions. I know y'all freaky men out there, y'all fans out there. I know y'all got it in y'all. Send me those questions for her. Please do not be too rude, because y'all got to remember Miss Norma Stitz ain't these youngins. This is a woman who's been doing it. She's been in the game since, like, 92. Y'all got to understand, she is one of the people that paved the way. She's considered an SSVBW, if you will, because of her size of her chest. But, you know, you remove all that, she's just a regular old BBW. Nice lady. You know, I hit her up
a couple of times, and then I hit up by email, and she hit back, and she said, you know, she's checked out my show. She said, you know, she got an eye on us youngins. So it'll be, like I said, it's a privilege and an honor for her to take time out of her busy schedule to go ahead and show love to Phone Fantasy Radio. So I hope y'all tune in and mark y'all calendars for that. That date, since y'all really want to know, like y'all don't know what I'm talking about. Y'all want to act brand new and shit. Mark y'all calendars. The date will be November 16th. November 16th, 9 p.m. right here at Phone Fantasy Radio. Call up and join the conversation, 347-989-0767. 347-989-0767. Press that number one if you'd like to join the conversation. What's up, Insane Jermaine?
And to all the people, you know what I'm saying? What's his name? I don't know. He was on one of the guys that ate the Cherry Got Supreme Diva ass that night. You know what I'm saying? Well, to everybody, all the fans, come out to DJ Pipe, you know what I'm saying? I think it's www.cornbread.fed, F-E-D, you know what I'm saying? But if I'm mistaken, you know what I'm saying? His name is DJ Pipe. Come on out, because I call Supreme D's out in every BBW in the house. You want to see some freaky shit? Damn that. You're going to see some freaky shit that night. You're going to see, like I told everybody, I don't care who it is, I'm going to come on their titties or I'm going to come in their ass. And I'm gonna look it. And I'm gonna look it up. My own call.
Oh Lord, Jermaine. Oh
January
God. 15th. Oh man.
January 15th. I'm gonna show him some freaky shit. I already told DJ Pipe. We're gonna put that down. Like I told him, any woman in the house, all you gotta do is call me out. Any woman in the house. I don't give a damn. Oh. And then, yeah, if they don't want that, they can name any freaky shit they want me to do to them, and it's gonna be done. Cause see, I was called out the day July 17th, Rambo Entertainment Fatty Girl Party, but it was my video that night, and I was the video man, so I was called out by a freaky friend. They ain't gonna lie, I was in the pool though. I was gonna eat two girls. I was in the pool and every damn thing. But when I seen the drum man with the camera, I said I can't do it. I said no, not without the camera, not tonight. But on January 15th. I'm body. Whoever called me out, I'm body. So y'all need to come to the party. It's in the Bronx. It used to be the Players Club. Like I said, you can get in contact DJ Pipe. That's all you got to do is look him up, put in Google him up, DJ Pipe, P-I-P-E, January 15th. You need to be there.
That's www.100cornbreadfed.com. Shout out to DJ Pipe. He got a show on Blog Talk Radio as well. That's www.100cornbreadfed.com. Cornbread, B-R-E-A-D, said, F-E-D, .com. Okay, Jermaine. I don't know. I want to go. Anybody going to say, I want to go?
I got some tickets coming. I'm buying tickets for anybody that want to go. Tell them to call me. It's Jermaine. 973-752-7498. I want everybody to come to this right here.
January 15th, folks, is going down. He got a full-fledged website. He going to have all types of ladies there, from porn stars to just sexy ladies. He got Amber Swallows. He got Lethal Lips. He got Miss Marsha. He got Baby Doll from BustedBabyDoll.com. He got Bootylicious. He got Boricua Baby, Madam Trixie. He got Superstar. He got Treasure. He got folks from all over. He got the girls coming out. New York City BBW committee is going down. A Supreme Diva said she's going to be in the building. I'm going to try to make it. I want to be among the BBWs. Oh, shit. Shit, I work hard. I work hard for the money. Anyway, what we're going to do right now, I'm going to go ahead and shoot to the next song, and then we're going to come back because we got 45 minutes relating. And the question I'm going to ask is, how can we help
our fellow BBW, big beautiful women, big beautiful men out there, improve their self-awareness, their self-esteem, and their self-image? How can we help improve them as individuals, as being family, friends, as being, you know, just plain old strangers in the street? We're going to come back. We're going to get at Miss Saint Germain. We're going to get at Miss Lady C. And we're going to ask some. We're going to ask y'all that. So while I'm playing this good old track, I think of, you know, think of ways we can actually improve. Right now, I'm going to play, I'm going to play another Bruce Guys. This is Dawn C. What you know about?
What you know about, nigga, what you know about? Dipping, dapping, laughing, boy, to keep my name about your mouth. What you know about, nigga, what you know about? What you know about, nigga, what you know about? What you know about, nigga, what you know about? Dipping, dapping, laughing, boy, to keep my name about your mouth. Fuck with your boy, cause your boy make it happen. See me in the club, got him looking like what's cracking. Yeah, I'm done sizzling, I'm packing me a smitty. If that nigga wants that drama, tell that nigga come and get me. When you see me in the club, really ain't no need to hate. Just because I'm with your bitch, and we out here on a date. If it seems to be a problem, come and bring it to my face. If you getting out of line, watch me put you in your place. I ain't really got the time for a dumb nigga to hate. Once I pull a pistol out, then you know it's way too late. Ain't no need to apologize, ain't nothing to debate. Got my goons riding on you cause you know my money straight. I don't care how it is, I'ma tell you how I see. When I'm rocking on my show, see my bitch in VIP. So this rock and ball is drama, I'ma keep it cold but stable. But if a nigga out of line, I'ma keep them choppers ready. What you know about, nigga, what you know about? What you know about, nigga, what you know about? What you know about, nigga, what you know about? Dipping, dapping, laughing, boy, to keep my name about your mouth. What you know about, nigga, what you know about? What you know about, nigga, what you know about? What you know about, nigga, what you know about? Dipping, dapping, laughing, boy, to keep my name about your mouth. I pull up to the club, bitches know I came to party. Step up on the scene, they got me rocking Ed Hardy. Digging off a double stack, rolling off a Superman. If you want it, come and get it, you know I got plenty, man. All you gotta do is show a nigga where the money be. After that we change the numbers, now we making history. Popping bottles, throwing stacks, yeah, you know I make it rain. Leave the club in the whip, swerving, switching lane to lane. Got some haters looking crazy cause I let my trunk bang. Tell I own a company by the name of a phone to tank. Iced up, diamond out, y'all know what I'm talking about. Platinum paint, diamond ring, gold grill in my mouth. Riding in the Chevy, busting moves, trying to find a route. Gotta feed my niggas, never know whenever it's a drought, never that. Y'all know we got plenty stacks. Players in the club, tell her DJ gonna run that back. What you know about, nigga, what you know about? What you know about, nigga, what you know about? What you know about, nigga, what you know about? Dipping, dapping, laughing, boy, to keep my name about your mouth. What you know about, nigga, what you know about? What you know about, nigga, what you know about? What you know about, nigga, what you know about? Dipping, dapping, laughing, boy, to keep my name about your mouth. Boy, John says when I'm repping for my city, and I'm looking for a bad bitch with a fat ass and some titties. You ain't even got a trip because my money long like 50. Yeah, I got these niggas mad cause they bitch that can't fuck with me. And I'm rolling out his door on a coupon 24 inches. If I catch another case, I ain't fucking with no snitches. So I'm thinking to myself, when a nigga had no offense, cause if your pussy fuck around, then a nigga wanna miss. And yeah, I'm speaking to the world, hoping that they all listen. Fuck with your boy and your gang gon' be glistening. You tell I'm Dougie Fresh, by the way a nigga fit it. If she offer me the pussy, damn, show your boy gon' hit it. I put my money first, cause you know I love to get it. Keep running, your mouth and your lip, I'm gon' split it. It's acting like it ain't when a nigga know what it is. Pussy nigga fuck around and I might kill your kid.
About that time again, yeah. 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 It's that. Let's get it.
I am a mogul. From the Bronx Projects, rap like I'm Godson. Yes, call me Godson, but I ain't Nas kid. This is a mogul man, once was a large kid. Now I'm the large man, full for the star since 2003. They tell me they go hard with this name that I do, but it's not that hard, spit these verses like no one. Nigga, I'm a Shogun, and that be showing up. Nigga, you ain't so tough. If you wanna do it, then we can just go. Cause I got paper for goons, you got donuts. I got extra pay, nigga, that's bonus. You happy old downloads, nigga, that's bogus. I wanna see numbers,
that can sound skin happy. Cause they never seen like a brown man pappy. Mogul got heat, that crack, that smacky. Niggas can't compete, they whack, they crappy.
Tell them who you are.
I am a mogul.
Tell them who you are.
I am a mogul.
Tell them who you are.
I am a mogul.
Tell them who you are.
I am a mogul.
Tell them who you are.
I am a mogul.
Talking about this one, talking about that one. Niggas just talk, but me, I was down, son. Hear the money raps, need makeup, they clown, son. In any real hood, we scrape a man clown, son. Niggas feel real cool, yapping on a keyboard. Put their little head on a poster, nigga, reward. Little caca, looking like a retard. Change your little voice up, just so you could be hard. My whole rap story is realer than reality. Since the remote lounge, niggas was doubting me. Been up on TV, HD powered me. Even a deep throat chick couldn't swallow me. Nigga, I'm flying shit, print me on paper. I change codes like niggas change haters. Some niggas cool, and other niggas traitors. I am a mogul, I am the greatest.
Tell them who you are.
I am a mogul.
Tell them who you are.
I am a mogul.
Tell them who you are.
I am a mogul.
Tell them who you are.
I am a mogul.
Royalty shit, then the royalty split. So I changed the whole game, now I'm on some me shit. Say what they want, but it never was some we shit. No time recording, I guess they play we shit. Work with those who go hard and be shit. Cause I would change up, be up on some B shit. It's just a mogul man, the rest memories. If it was a real thing, then it would be it. I'm real quick to spaz out, midget height of temper. But this world's real cold, hard until December. Realest nigga on beats, never a pretender. Lends a meat market dude, touch them, they so tender. Plot them in my way, yeah, never will you hinder. See them in my rear view, hanging from a fender. Mogul Music 010, nigga, I'm a winner. Mogul Music 010, nigga, I'm a winner.
Tell them who you are.
I am a mogul.
Tell them who you are.
I am a mogul.
Tell them who you are.
I am a mogul.
Tell them who you are.
I am a mogul.
Tell them who you are.
I am a mogul.
I am a mogul.
Tell them who you are.
I am a mogul.
Tell them who you are.
I am a mogul.
Tell them who you are.
I am a mogul.
Welcome back. This is Mr. Crush Hearts, and you're listening to Phone Fantasy Radio. And that right there was Esther Mogul with I'm a Mogul. Al representing Bronx, New York City. Al, shout out to Esther Mogul. He was a guest on here a couple of weeks ago. Shout out to him. Good people, good people. That was the second time coming to Phone Fantasy Radio. We had good times. We had good times. Check out the archives. blogtalkradio.com/thecrushhearts. Before that, we played a song, but I forgot what it was. Okay. Moving right along. It is not my fault. Y'all need to blame it on charisma. And it's Saint Germain for making me smoke, or not making me, but letting me smoke that stuff. I'm not even going to say it on air. He's making me smoke that stuff. What happened? And I had some, what the hell is this stuff?
That's some good stuff.
What's that, Goose? I mean, that.
Gin and juice.
Gin and juice. Yeah, that's what I had. I had some gin and juice, and y'all know I don't drink. But I've been holding it down. I've been calm. I've been cool. I've been collect. Right, Lady C?
Yeah.
All right, we got 36 minutes remaining on the clock. And like I said, this is the super fluffy takeover. Shout out to Dashing. Dashing, he loves him some super fluffy. He loves him some super fluffy, super fluffy. Shout out to Dashing, who loves him some super fluffy. He loved him so much that he made a website, bbwdivas@dashinginc.net.com. That's bbwdivasat dashingink.ning.com. Ooh, that's a lot of letters. I'm going to get up there. I'm gonna show them some super fluffiness. I'm going to get up there. I'm going to put on, you know, take some nice little pictures. I don't know. I might take some pictures this week, man. I know I'm going to do a video this week, so y'all need to check that out. I'm going to get my computer back. Y'all need to follow me on Facebook, facebook.com/TheCrushHearts. We're going to /Full Fantasy Radio. We got two pages on Facebook, myself, Full Fantasy Radio. We're going to have a ball. I ain't gonna have none in my mouth, so don't even think that.
You know they want to see that.
Yeah, I know, and you want to do that, but no. OMG, that's right, goddamn right, that's right. Dashing love him so super fluffy, so y'all need to check out that website. I'm going to get on there. I'm going to act a fool on there. We're going to do some video chatting this weekend. We're going to have fun. Next Tuesday is my 30th birthday. I can't stress this enough. Y'all need to tune in. I'm going to be playing my favorite tunes, I'm going to be jumping up and down. I might even break out the Ustream.tv station. I don't know yet. I don't know yet, but you never know when the crush hard. Y'all might see me jumping around here, you know, showing my independence, burning my bra.
Now, we want to see you run. We want to see you run down the street and come back up breathless. You know what I'm saying? That's
I did that. You know what, Jermaine? I did that. I just turned 21. No, I'm lying. I had just turned 18, actually. And we played a game called, what was it called? Piggy something. And the object of the game was, you had to put all your cards in the middle of it. You had to slam your hand down. And whoever slammed their hand down, they had to do a or whoever was left on top had to do a consequence because, you know, something like that. It was some type of game like that. And,
like truth and dare?
You know, I'm slow, so I had to do it. And they dared me to run up and down in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn at 11 o'clock at night with no top on, just pants, just bottoms. I had no top on, and I had to run up and down. Yes, you see, wow, you don't drink. Exactly. I don't drink. So just imagine me drinking. I don't. I really, really don't. I tell you about that situation, too. But I ran up and down. I had to run from one corner to the other corner in East New York on Barbie Street between Fulton and Link. That's where I stayed. I had to run down to Atlantic Street with no top on. Okay, I had to run down to Atlantic, and then I had to come back and run up to Fulton. And if you're in East New York, you know when you run down to Atlantic, you're coming out of Queens. Okay, so you know they was like, what? Wait, where? How? When? Why? But you know, nobody got hurt that day. And then I had to run my fat ass, yeah. I wasn't even mad the fact that I was topless. I was mad they made me run. Because they had to get that, they had to have that effect of the titties. Woof, yeah. So that, they see, now y'all see why I don't drink. See why I don't get under the influence. Makes me dirty.
You were almost going to Queens. I know you were all through this.
Yeah, so that's something I don't do that like that. Then let's see, what's another one? Oh, my first experience drinking. I was actually turning 18. It was my birthday. Actually, it was a few days after my official birthday, and I had just got my allowance. Yes, I had allowance back then. They gave out allowances, and they would give you a monthly allowance. I had just got my allowance. And my daughter sister was out there. She went to Maxwell's. Like I said, I live in East New York, so you know, world famous Maxwell's cake place. You go get your cakes from there. All types of cakes. They make them specializing. So she bought a cake. It was a couple of cousins' birthdays and everybody's birthday in November. So we was gonna celebrate it. And basically, she was getting bottles and stuff like that. And I felt like, you know, if I buy my own shit, I can drink my own shit, right? So that's what I did. I bought my own shit.
I bought, I don't know if y'all remember these, but it's called St. Ives Special Brew.
That was the shit. I killed on that.
Look, everybody coughing up in here. You see? You see what's going on up in here? You see this? Just see this? This is what's going on up in here. So y'all know what's going on up in here. I apologize for all the coughing going on around here, but it ain't my fault. Just saying, it's kind of foggy up in this bitch, but it ain't my fault. That's all I'm saying.
Keep your thing calm. That's all you got to do. Keep your foot. That's all you got
to
do.
No, we're going to give you some drink. Okay, back to my story, right? So I bought three of the special brews, which was the blue one and the red one, two blue ones and a red one. I bought that, and I had some type of liquor I bought. It was called Goldschlager or some shit like that, but it had like a real cinnamon type taste to it, and it had gold leaves or gold speckles at the bottom of it. Okay, do y'all remember the 64-ounce cup you get from White Castle?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I was drinking out of. I was drinking out of that, and I was taking it, and I didn't know nothing, and I didn't eat anything. What I ate was a bag of chips. I had just a bag of chips, and I was sitting up there, and I was mixing these drinks. I had Goldschlager, Bacardi. I had three. I drank all three of my special brews. I was drinking Coronas, Honey. You think about it, I was drinking it, and I was drinking it straight. I was forcing myself to drink it straight because I didn't like the way it tasted. It burned my throat. But I forced myself to drink it straight because I wanted to be cool. Not saying that anybody pressures me, but I just felt like I had to do it so I could be cool. And I did these things, and I was acting a fool. We were about to sing Happy Birthday. We were like, Happy Birthday to you. And one of my god sister's cousins came behind me. No, his baby mother, basically. Nobody really liked her, but she was there because she was a baby mom, so whatever. She came behind me, and she pulled down my pants in front of everybody. I don't know about y'all, but I've been big all my life, but you've never seen a big girl run after a skinny girl so fast. Listen to me. I ran, and I lived in the basement apartment, so I had that little step. And I got to the step, and I clocked on the step. I went to run up the stairs, and I went bloop, 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 right back down. Okay, hit my chin and everything. I was so mad. I was trying to kill this little chick out. She had to leave. She couldn't even come back into the house. She had to leave.
She was at a wedding?
No, we were just having like a little get-together like this. Well, it was just a bunch of us, you know. I just turned 18. We got drinks and stuff like that. It was something just like this, you know, just having good times, drinking, playing games. We were just having fun. And she turned around, and we were singing Happy Birthday, you know, Happy Birthday to you. We back to the fool. And me, you know me, I got to get to move, dancing and stuff, get my little bop on. And then actually, you know, that bitch turned, pulled down my pants. And it was just, and you know me, I didn't care, but I did care at that point. I didn't grow into my bigness, so I was uncomfortable. I was, just, you know, I was shy and things like that. And I was tight. Like, I didn't like you to begin with. Did you violate me like that? I was so angry. I was running out of there, and everybody's like, you need to calm down. It was like, it was my fault, and I pulled an insane Jermaine on them. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say. The way insane Jermaine was behaving, I started behaving. The way I see insane Jermaine go off, that's the way I went off. I was cursing out everybody under the sun. I don't care who you was. My godmother came home. I cursed her out. I was saying, man, I was talking buku shit. Ooh, I was talking wiki. I was saying shit like, you know, if you normally say that shit, you would have got boom. You know what I mean? Because I was talking just like that. And then I was, you know, they had to throw me in the shower with some cold water on me. And I threw up. And when I threw up, it was green, and I was scared, and I was crying, and I couldn't catch my breath. OMG. I was like, oh, hell no. Oh, no, hell no. Oh, hell broke loose. And then I just passed out. I passed out. I woke up like 4 o'clock the next day, 4 o'clock in the afternoon the next day, and I sat down at the dining room table, and
I sat at the dining room table, and basically they put two Heinekens and a Corona in front of me. They put two Heinekens and a Corona in front of me. I looked at it, and I had a flashback, and I ran into the bathroom, and I was sick all over again. My head, my stomach, I couldn't catch my breath again. I was like, never, ever, ever again. And from then, I didn't, you know, I did not drink it. That was my first and my last time. Normally, you might catch me with a beer, and I'll nurse that beer all night. That's how I got it. That's how it really got. It really, really did get that way. Nope, we got Dre in the room talking mad shit. Drinking at 18, I had you beat. At 16, step your game up. Last night, I damn, what the hell? You an OG or something? Sheesh. Flakes, nice. You was a rookie. Yeah, I was a rookie. It was my first time. First and last time of drinking like this. Once again, I want to invite y'all to call up 347-989-0767 so we can talk about it. Okay, so before we went to the music break, we asked, how can we as parents, as mothers, as fathers, as sisters, as brothers, as aunts and uncles, nieces and cousins, how can we help someone that we recognize that do not have, you know, that's not, you know, basically on the super fluffy like we are? What's your thoughts, Lady C? How can we help them?
Well, I mean, like you say, the family, how you treat people. Yeah, I mean, first of all, we need to show our children love so they don't be out there just looking for it anyway, and get them to love themselves. You got to show them, you know, no matter what their size. Like you say, Supreme Diva got her children already respecting themselves. And they dress, and they know they love from their mama. So it doesn't matter what the world say. If you got it at home, you can face the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
I totally agree. And my thing, you know, people say knowledge is power, and I think that is so true. I think, you know, in recent years, I tell everybody this, I grew into my bigness. You know, I got into high school, and I went to all-girl high school,
And I always was a class clown. You know, I thought I had to be loud and obnoxious and silly and for people to like me. You know, they gave me a new nickname, Big Mama. We laughed. We had fun. It was all good and dandy, but I wasn't complete. My junior year, right before school started, my junior year came along. I went to a Catholic high school, so they changed the color of my outfit. My outfit was all blue. I had a light blue shirt on. I had a navy blue skirt, and we had a navy blue vest. And you would have thought that I worked for MTA, because at that time the shades were popping with the different colors in them, and I had my blue shades on. I had my black lipstick on. I was allowed to wear lipstick at the time. You know, you can wear lipstick, but you got to learn how to put it on properly. And I sat up there, and I practiced putting it on. I wore the black lipstick. I had the shades on. I had a navy blue patent leather shoulder bag, okay, for my books. And you know, went to the big girl store, got the stockings, you know, had the stockings for a week. And then I had my little flat shoe with little heels on them. Ooh, you could tell me I wasn't grown, boy. I walked down there and everybody could come up to me. Hello, can you give me directions? Sorry, I don't work for ATA. I was so grown. Oh, my goodness. Lady C, they couldn't tell me nothing. I walked with a strut. I had grown men sitting there. What up, Ma? What up, Ma? And I was never really into the whole grown man thing. And I tell you, I went to all-girls school, and I seen that. You know, some of these girls sitting up there in these grown men faces and, you know, wanting these grown men to do stuff for them. And I never did that. But, you know, I did enjoy the attention. You know, what up, Ma? Can I holler at you? I enjoyed the attention. I tell you, I did. But I was never one to run up to a fucking car. That'd get on my fucking nerves. That's a whole other story. Right now, I see 718 that came back into the building. He is trying to get on air. We trying to get you up here. Hold on. Let's see if I can get you up here. 718, you on air with Phone Fantasy Radio. This is La Crush Hearts. What your name is and where you from?
Yo, what up? You know what it is. Me, D. What's good?
Hey, D.
What up, baby? What's going on with you?
What's wrong? Huh?
Nothing. I think I'm getting sick.
Aw, I'm getting sick. Mm. Yes, 'tis the season to be sicky.
No, but it ain't from the weather. It's not the weather.
Oh.
It ain't the weather. Look at these dumbass kids.
Oh, well, get
right
better. Get better.
Oh, no, I'm all right. I'm just sick of these dumbass kids running around like they fucking grown and shit. That's just it.
Okay. What's up? Well, welcome to the show. I'm going to tell y'all what's going on right now. We got my special guest in the studio. We got Miss Charisma. Say hi, Charisma.
Hi.
And we got the multi-talented, insane Jermaine from Hackensack, New Jersey. Say hi, insane.
What's up? I got some medicine for you, some gin.
Look, you want to go ahead and... Yeah, you see. Can't take black folks nowhere. Look at him. Got some medicine for you. Got some gin. OMG, yeah, we sitting up here. We got some gin. We got orange juice. I had a couple of Pepsi, and I'm just going down memory lane talking, and basically what we're touching on is tonight's question is well, you know, we're continuing on with the Super Fluffy Takeover, and every Thursday this month we're gonna have topics basically dealing with self. We're not trying to discriminate on any size or anyone, but we are doing an extreme focus on the SSBBWs, the BBWs, and the BHMs. So the question for tonight was, what does your self-image, self-esteem, and self-awareness mean to you? And I know I sound like I'm in a clinic in the middle of summer, but these motherfuckers right here, you hear all that talk for the carrying on, right?
That's the motherfucking system.
No, y'all coughing. Y'all not blowing shit down. Y'all coughing.
Niggas blowing that piss. Oh, shit.
They're not blowing shit. They're coughing. You don't hear them?
What blowing the fuck is silent. You got that snot flu? Shit.
Huh?
The niggas want up that.
Exactly.
That swine
flu like they
coughing
got that
up.
Swine flu weed. Yeah. That's what they got. They got that swine flu weed. They got TB. Y'all got bronchitis up in this motherfucker. That bronchitis, that's that new flavor. Huh?
I don't want to go to the subject. I just want to know, did anybody hear this retarded shit? This is it's a 10-year-old girl had a fucking baby. Was I the only motherfucker heard this shit today or what?
Yep, because I wasn't home. Where did you hear this at? Where did you see this at?
It was on Channel 7 News, you know, Channel 7 Icon, whatever, so 6 o'clock. It said a 10-year-old girl had a fucking baby. She's 10 years old and she gave birth to a baby. And the baby's father is 12 years old.
Where the fuck
is the parents at?
They was in the other room. They were smoking weed. How old are their parents? Their parents are probably 18 and there, so.
10 years old, having a baby, and the baby's probably 12 years old.
I see a 9-year-old pregnant on YouTube.
Yes,
Local 10-year-old gives birth to baby girl. I see that on YouTube.
Oh, Emily.
Wow.
Where the fuck
is
the parent
at? The girl became pregnant after rape by a 47-year-old neighbor? What? Who was only sentenced to 11 years? Wait, what did that? That's Wikipedia. Hold on.
I think it's going to be doing life right now.
Yeah.
That was in Wikipedia. I'm trying to find the story you're talking about, but it's not coming up. I got other stuff coming up. I don't know. This is May 2008. Wow. And they actually have a list.
Like, how the fuck are you 10 years
old
having a baby? Like, where the fuck is your mother and father?
They have a list of, yeah, okay, listen, y'all. I know this is off the subject real quick, but they have a list up here of youngest birth mothers. Mm. They have a list up here. Okay, they have somebody 5 years, 7 months, 21 days, in Peru, who gave birth to a 4.4 pound son.
5 years old?
By cesarean in 1939. She was five. Another one who was 6 years old. Her grandfather was the father of the baby, Ukraine, in 1934. This is just, I just thought the hahi. I looked it up. This is what came up to me. OMG.
But they said that the girl and the boy is Giselle.
Actually, in China, a 9-year-old gave birth to a healthy boy weighing 6 pounds this year, in February.
Like, what
February
the fuck were these little kids doing that I wasn't doing? What the fuck?
An 8-year-old, 11-month, in Peru again, back in December of 2006. Wow. OMG, OMG, OMG.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, a grandmother at the age of 17? What?
Oh,
in Nigeria, okay, we got a 9-year-old in Thailand, a 9-year-old, okay, whose husband is 27 years old. Thai law allows for the arranged marriage of minors by their parents. And Thailand gave birth in February 2001 to a girl at a hospital.
Hold on.
Wow.
She's 9 years old and married to a 27-year-old motherfucker in Thailand?
In Thailand.
Yeah.
So we don't even have it worse.
These people have a 9-year-old in Singapore in 2004 gave birth to a baby boy. Let's see if we can find anything. Okay, 10 years. Her name is Sally. 10 years old, 13 days. The father's unknown in Butler County, Kentucky.
That's Jerry Springer Town. There you go.
That's 7 pounds, 75 ounces, baby girl, and what? She allegedly developed breasts within weeks of birth and began menstruating at 12 months.
Oh, they're giving the baby steroids and shit? She has steroids in the titties and shit, popping the steroids and shit. What the fuck?
In 1979, somebody had twins. Oh, Lord.
Oh.
In 1979, a 10-year-old in Indiana, Indianapolis, Indiana, a girl, 10, gave birth to twins 6 weeks premature. Both weighed 3 pounds, 6 ounces. She is thought to have been the youngest mother of twins at the time. So, listen, we got...
This is Jerry Springer shit. What the fuck?
This is international. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm looking for people in 2006, a 10-year-old gave birth in South Carolina.
What age in South Carolina?
The girl was raped by then 26-year-old. Admitted to having molested the girl over a 2-year period and was sentenced to 25 years in prison as a result. Interesting, right? In 2006, in Belgium, the girl was 10 years old and the father was 13. They both attended the same school. She gave birth in 2006.
All I want to know is, why is the parents not watching these fucking kids? Like, the fuck? Apparently, they asked if it's as bad as the kids do. What the fuck? Like, damn.
Another 10-year-old, 37, in Idaho, in 2008, gave birth to a 6-pound baby at Madison Hospital. This year, I've only seen a few this year. Spain, they got a 10-year-old. All right. And then they have an 11-year-old in Texas. A girl in Texas, U.S., gave birth without complications to a healthy baby boy. My daughter and her baby are fine, and the baby's absolutely beautiful, said the mother of the 11-year-old girl. Father unknown.
The mother's a dumbass.
Wow.
The mother's dumb.
Wow. It's said to be that... 70-year-old age of mother's 8-year-old. It will be the youngest grandmother, 17-year-old. 25-year-old, 26, 28, 29 grandmothers. Woo! Kids are 14, 15. Great grandmothers. Oh my goodness. They're fucking like jackrabbits. Wow.
Fuck
all
that,
right, back to the question. Okay, so does this fall under our topic? I think this falls under our topic, don't you think, Lady C? I think that's something that falls under our topic that we've been talking about tonight as far as self-awareness, self-esteem, and self-image.
Now, but hold on, hold on.
We said those are things that are taught at home. So, you know, that's coming from, you know, being around your environment. So, but what you was going to say, Dave?
Oh, but hold up. Kids having babies this fucking young in age, this ain't about no self-esteem. It ain't none about self-esteem. None about it. It's just that some of these fucking kids are not keep their fucking legs closed. You want to sit and listen to all the fucking rap videos.
But it is about self-esteem because it's all right.
Self-esteem got these little ass girls going to run around and fuck anybody? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Well, first of all, I can't even find the story you're talking about. Okay. Secondly, as far as the stories I've read, these are girls that have been subject to rape or some type of molestation. And
not all
I
of them.
I do believe. Excuse me?
I wouldn't say all of them. You know, overseas.
I didn't say all of them. I said some of them.
Okay,
but
the most you have over here
is
listening over there.
I said some of them. I did not say all of them. I said some of them have been subject to molestation or rape, or this is part of their culture. Once again, like I said, this does boil down to your self-esteem, your self-awareness, and your self-image. They are, you got to understand, one thing about a kid, when you're that young, 10, 11, 12, you know that they are impressionable children. So they see what's going around them. You get what I'm saying? You got to understand, we don't know what type of environment they're in. And the first thing we're going to do is we're going to blame the parents, which by all rights we have the right to blame the parents.
Right.
Because this parent did not take the time to show this child attention. This parent did not take the time to stop and explain. They sat up here and they thought, oh, my kid is not doing that, or my kid is not doing this. In all actuality, your child is doing that, your child is doing that. But no parent wants to hear that they're doing wrong.
Exactly.
Right.
You know, at the end of the day, and this is part of their self-esteem because, okay, this child just gave birth to another child. What you think that's going to do with this person's mind mentally when a child is that young? And she just went, not even as far as other people viewing her, but the fact that she had to go through such a horrific experience like that. Not knowing, like, she just had a period yesterday, and today she's giving birth. You know what I'm saying? Like, that has to do something with that child mentally. And that does mess with your self-image, your self-esteem. You know, especially when you look at TV, society's telling you that's not right. That person abused you. That person did this. That person do that. So, yeah, this does involve what we're talking about today as far as it being themselves and their self-esteem.
I mean, that's crazy. Like, I mean, I know self-esteem is a major factor for a lot of kids today. But come on, now. If you see what's going on outside nowadays, you see what all your friends are doing, you gonna run around shooting the same shit?
I'm gonna call the house on confinement. So I said I can't find no way to house.
Now, what you said, D?
What I was saying is this. Damn. What I was saying is that I know self-esteem is a factor in a lot of these teenage kids. I mean, I say maybe with the age of 12 to 17, maybe 16, 17, around that whole 5-6 year difference, a lot of kids, their self-esteem is a major factor what makes them as a teenager. I know that. We always young.
They say what?
What I was saying, we always young and dumb. If our self-esteem was low, we'd be hurt. Where it's like doing nothing, this and that. But all I say is this part, okay, your self-esteem is one thing, but you still have enough knowledge in your head, okay, yeah, I'm not feeling good, I'm this and that, I feel like I'm real low on all that. But at the same time, I'm not going to go out there and just spread my legs to anybody. That's what most of the teenagers out here nowadays are doing.
My thing is that I have the knowledge, but do I have that in my face? You know what I'm saying? This is not just them. Every kid, okay, how old? Oh, wait, wow. Look, you came to the show a little late. We got 90 seconds. Wow, what a conversation. Thanks, D.
You know what?
OMG. We got 90 seconds. If y'all want to listen to the conversation, y'all can call up to the show, 347-989-0767. That's 347-989-0767. Remember to tune in Tuesday, my birthday. So bring your donations, bring your gifts, and all that good stuff.
Bring your
handy.
Let's get fucked up.
We have Norma Spitz still to come. We have Queen Raquel still to come. It's going to be on and popping this month. Super fluffy takeover. Mm. Only on Soul Fantasy Radio. What's your girl, Miss LaCrush Hart? All right. Mm-hmm. So we're going to continue our conversation. Remember, if you can't hear this after 60 seconds, you can download the archives and listen to the rest of the show. Dee, back to what we were saying.
Yeah, but like I was saying, it's like your self-esteem is one thing, but you still should have enough knowledge in your head that I'm a young female. I want people to think of me and look at me like I'm not this, I'm not that. I want people to respect me, this and that. But at the same time, you can't expect anybody to respect you. Just if your self-esteem is one thing, you still have a mind of your own. Okay, I still like this and this and that. I want to, your self-esteem, you know, a lot of things, they self-esteem, you know, they want attention. They start hanging around with the boys. They hang around this, group and that group. They start partying and having suits, and they, you know, they fucking everybody in the damn hood. Yeah, your self-esteem could be low. You still got to think, you still got to have that knowledge in your mind. Like, yeah, I feel like this and this and that. That mean I'm going to go out and hang around all the niggas and let everybody grab a touch-up on me, this and this and that. But then you get mad like, oh, he touching the wrong way. He did this and this and that. You hang around, you're a female hanging around a bunch of niggas. You can't get mad at nobody at the wildlife. You hang around a bunch of niggas all the damn time.
I beg the difference. You can't get mad. I was a tomboy.
You can get mad, but
I grew up a tomboy. I hung out with guys. I played football. I lift weights and everything. But when I started developing, they changed their attitude towards me. And yes, I got mad because I could beat their ass if I wanted to, because I was a serious tomboy. And just they could do that, I could beat them lifting weights. I could beat them playing football. I could beat them running and everything. But when I started developing, they started noticing not just as who I was, they saw the girl. They didn't just see me when we played basketball and baseball and I could be on the best team. Then they want to do other things. But, see, it doesn't matter whatever way you present yourself. If I say no, it's no.
Right,
whatever
right.
way. And, but
we got to understand that these women or these children, rather, are in situations where they don't know the meaning of no.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? These children are going by what they see in front of them. They're going by what's in the environment. And I hate to say it. I understand what you're saying, Dee, as far as, like, you know, these kids have their own mind. Yes, the child has their own mind, but it doesn't mean that their mind is leading to something as responsible as saying, no, don't do that, or no, I can't see that, because a lot of these children feel neglect. And the one thing that they do want is attention. And they're going to get attention by any means necessary. When this girl wasn't pregnant, did her mother notice her then? You know what I'm saying? Where was her mother
right.
at the 9 months that she was pregnant? Was her mother there with her then? You know what I'm saying?
You know what it comes
and that
it
shows
comes
you. And when you have these teenagers that's pregnant, and I'm not saying in every case this is the situation, but you just got to look at it like this. If you have a teenager, and you know, this happened a lot. Like I said, I did outreach education to youth, and I've seen 12-year-olds coming in with STDs, and we could not give them any type of service. Okay, I've seen 12-year-olds come with STDs, and they felt like oral sex is a sex, so we could do that, and then they spread these STDs amongst each other. And unfortunately, we cannot give services to those that are under the age of 14.
It's true.
Look that up. So you got to understand that these people are, if her mother was there, if you tell a kid, you know, like Lady C said, Lady C was involved in a lot of activities. You know what I'm saying? If you can't be there and you can't talk to your kids, you know, it depends on the type of environment and the type of upbringing you have for you to be able to make these strong decisions. Because what you're talking about is a child that's strong-minded.
Right.
You're talking about a child that knows to go against the grain. Everybody doesn't have that. Because if common sense was common, and everybody have it.
Yeah, you're lying. But what I gotta say is this, Lady C, what you said, you was a tomboy, you was a sport, you was this and this and that. Okay, what I'm saying is this, it's not wrong with guys and girls, boys and girls playing sports, they're gonna play basketball and the football, this way, this and this and that. Okay, cool, nothing wrong with that. Because I have a lot of little cousins. They play sports, boys and basketball and tag and football and all this and that. Okay, great, no problem. But it still comes down to a certain point where you got recognized. At the end of the day, it's all about you. At the end of the day, it's still about you. Whatever decisions you make in your head, what you want to do, whether it's good or bad, come down to what you did.
And that's
okay,
how I say,
and that
goes,
you can't,
and that goes as far as the development of your self-esteem, your self-awareness, and
right.
your self-image.
Exactly. That's
right?
Awesome. Like,
you base those decisions. You will base those decisions on yourself, or you as a person, on your judgment call. You will base those decisions on how you feel about yourself. If I
exactly.
feel good about myself, then I know I'm going
to
be the right
respect
decision.
You,
if,
respect
I feel,
yourself,
if I
yeah.
doubt myself, if I doubt myself, you don't know what type of decision I make.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, and I want to thank you, Dee, for tuning in and enlightening us, sis. Unfortunately, it came a little late. But thank you anyway. Love you like I love ice cream.
I hear that. Definitely.
Okay, and Lady C, thank you very much. Y'all need to tune in next week, Tuesday. It's my birthday. Yay!
Yay! 30. Ooh, I remember that.
And we might even break out the Ustream, y'all. It might be a Ustream affair. Y'all might get to see me do the running band. No, ain't no damn topless. Sit down. Anyway, once again, thanks, Lady C and D. Look, C and D, not Lady C and D, Lady C, and thank you, D. Get it? A, B, see you later.
See you.
Y'all so silly. Y'all so silly. Bye, y'all.
Bye-bye.
Later, baby.